What's up, everybody? This is Wyclef Jean, and you're watching Life Minute TV. Get into it. I'm Abu Dhabi, man. I'm back from Abu Dhabi. I'm back from Abu Dhabi. Quantum Leap. After working like for 30 years and, you know, literally genre bending, every genre you could think of, from country to jazz to gospel to hip-hop, it was sort of like, this is my way of like actually, like, I'm giving back to my fans and I'm bridging a new fan, right? So, you know, my daughter's like 21, you know, when she's listening to Quantum Leap, you know, she's really like digging it. It gives me a chance to reinvent like myself to an entire new generation and a generation that came up with me with the boom bap and all of that. The albums are gonna be amazing. The first one, which is coming out, called Clef Notes, no pun intended. You know, we're focused on a lot of like what saved my life, which was hip hop, you know. Very excited about Rap City, Andra Day, Lil Wayne on the album, G Herbo, you know, just to name a few. So country album's gonna be crazy. Melitta Everidge, yeah, I did say it. Melitta Everidge, you already know my man Drake White, Timothy Chan. So that's gonna be real cool. The R&B album, so soulful. I already spoke to Jennifer Hudson. I'm just, you see, I can't even talk about what this album gonna be, but I feel like it's gonna be, you know, as a church boy for me, like going in the studio with all these amazing vocalists and singers and writers is gonna be super amazing. The album, you know, creativity has to come. It's like, you know, like an author could sit for 10 years and then, like, you know, you're looking for that tick, like, you know what I mean? And the tick could either come or don't come. And the tick hit me like 6 years ago. And once the tick hit me, I went from New York to Nashville to Jamaica to Brazil to France, New Orleans, and then here we are, literally with 7 albums 6 years later. I can't be put in a box. I always used to use that word, and I would say a box would limit us, you know, and I think that what technology has done was it breaks the barrier even more now. It shows you, like, what I was saying 30 years ago, that's where we at today. So I look forward to seeing how the new generation produce music, how they write books, how movies are being produced, everyone in different countries expressing their own stories. I'm excited about all that.